did before, told you how I used to be. Would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all of my history, would you go along with someone like me?
I did before and had my share, it didn't lead nowhere. I would go along with someone like you. It doesn't matter.
Something going on, hours seems to disappear. Everyone is leaving, I'm still with you. It doesn't matter what we do, where we are going to. We can stick around and see this night through. And we don't care about the young folks talking about the young.
Hello, this is Julia, and as always, you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm super excited to be here on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon, and I have a very special set that I've been thinking about for years, probably since the beginning of my show here on WMFO, and that is, if you couldn't guess by the first song, Songs with Whistles in it. And I put together a really exciting playlist, and we'll talk a little bit more about how that came about later. But we wanted to start off that set with Young Folks by Peter, Bjorn, and John, a Swedish trio. And a question I've always had, or this is a question my dad has always had, is who do you think is doing the whistling in that song? Is it Peter? Is it Bjorn? Or is it John? And I guess I could Google the answer to that, but I kind of like it remaining a mystery. And next up, we've got a Paul Simon track, probably the most popular whistling song known to the people. And before I play that for you, I wanted to give a special shout out to a listener who is listening from a location I don't believe anyone has ever listened to WMFO from before, and that is the shower. So to my special shower listener, that's your shout out. And let's get into the rest of the show. I've got so much fun music, lots to talk about, and we're going to kick it off with me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw of a morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this legend? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago. Go.
All right, that was Sisyphus by Andrew Bird, the king of whistling. I think no other artist is as prolific when it comes to whistling. I swear every one of his tracks has some whistling in it, so I had to include him on that. And this was honestly the hardest set that I've maybe ever had to put together. It was really difficult to choose which tracks to include, and at first I started with a really small list, and I was like, I don't even know if this can be an hour. And then I actually solicited my Instagram followers to give me some ideas. And not gonna lie, a little disappointed. I got a lot of Paul Simon, a lot of Edward Sharpe, a lot of, like, you know, the like top 10 whistling songs that everyone knows. There were a few in there that I was surprised by that I didn't know already. So I was happy with that. But everyone gave me Whistle by Floretta. And I'm just gonna tell you now, that will not be played on today's show. I think it would ruin my reputation here at the studio. So no Floretta, no Moves Like Jagger. I'm so sorry. Maybe next time. And the idea for this set kind of came from back in the day. This one's dedicated to my dad, because we would always drive to school together and we would like riff on different song category ideas, like songs with whistling in it, or one of our favorites was songs about animals or by animal bands, or songs with like really crazy transitions in them. Think like Baba O'Reilly or like Band on the Run by Paul McCartney. But we would like always do that in the car, and whistling was one of the constants, and I made a playlist, and then it got deleted. So I think I had to bring it back. I had to re-find all of my favorite whistling tracks, and I spent a lot of time on Reddit, spent a lot of time in the annals of Spotify trying to find every single song that had whistling in it, and I made a playlist. It's on my Spotify. I think it's the most definitive whistling playlist on Spotify. Don't quote me on that, but just my opinion. And with listenable stuff, you know, I'm not going to put like weird soundtracks or like ambient music on there, but full of good stuff, more than I can play today. So definitely check that out. And next up, another classic from Fits in the Tantrums. This is The Walker.
It's time.
That was Malmö by Starfucker, a song that I had never heard of before in my deep dive into whistling songs on Reddit, so that was kind of a fun find. And some funky bridges in both of those songs, kind of fun. And the irony of today is that I cannot whistle. I've never been able to whistle. I've never produced a whistle once with my mouth, and one of my friends asked me if I was gonna be whistling along on the show, and I said there would just be silence. You wouldn't hear anything. There would just be air blowing into the mic. So I won't subject you to that. We'll skip me whistling and we'll focus on all the other amazing artists who can whistle. And next up is some old Beck and some old Black Keys. The next one is one of my favorites for sure in terms of whistling songs, and it's called Sissy Neck.
We'll be right back.
That was Tighten Up by the Black Keys off of one of my favorite records ever, Brothers by the Black Keys. And they just came out with a new album called, oh no, Dropout Boogie, question mark, maybe. And they're touring. They're coming to Boston at the end of July. And that's a show I'm still waffling about. I don't know. I'm a big fan of earlier Black Keys. Not so much in love with their new stuff. But they're still great. It would probably be a great show, and that's one of my favorite songs ever. And before, I played Sissy Neck by Beck off of Odelay, which was released in the 90s. And I was just looking at the album cover because I couldn't figure out what it is, and I had to like zoom in. And it's one of the mop dogs jumping over like a hurdle, and it's amazing. So definitely go look at that album cover. It's super fun. And up next, we're going to switch it up. We're going to do some hip hop. And this song, I was so thrilled to find a clean edit of it because it's the best hip hop whistling song. And it reminds me a lot of high school. It's a very important song to me for a point in my life. And it's got a great whistle. It's got a great whistle. But before, there's something I've been thinking about when it comes to whistling, and that is, is there a difference between continuous whistling throughout a song, kind of like Tighten Up, or like one whistle at the beginning, like in Sissy Neck? Like, what do we think about that? Should they be weighted the same? Should there be different categories of whistling? But I'm always more impressed with a continuous whistle than kind of just like a one-off intro whistle. But we'll see. We'll keep it rolling. Make up your mind later. We'll check back in about our opinions about continuous versus beginning whistling at the end of the show. And this is Chill Bill by Rob Stone and a bunch of other people.
Always grinding, no finding me, but I be an LG. If you little boy lame, X wanna creep, and I live by the limit cause I chose me.
Said she wanna roll with me and smoke up all my weed. I said, baby, just buy that cheese cause you can't smoke for free. I got some love but no money, babe, buy me a Fiji. She said you need a job, I still get cheese.
Thank you. my head was at when you found me. Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely. I missed a lot of love with a lot of drugs, then I found you. She liked petty crime, she had green eyes like Mountain Dew. And where she go, I'll never know, her friends bounce to. I guess it's their loss, cause they'll never know what we'll amount to. And would you be my light, be my yellow? PYT, walking down Portobello, put a smile on his face. At the end of the day, MDMA helped us fly away. Who'da known you would save my life? Who'da known you would fly my kite? Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely. I was blessed cause you knew I was low. Head gone rolling off the throne. I remember we was in the park. Late night made love on the grass. Got my head in the clouds counting all my stars. In my ear said the world was ours. But to hell and back just to heal my wounds. Cause it gets like that, wrong side of the moon. No Tutankhamun, you're my Cleopatra. No side thing, don't need a backer. Need a real one, don't need an actor. A lost one say, think you want a BAFTA. Come and be my girl. Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything, I was lonely. Now you're my everything, I was lonely.
Sweet little whistle right there at the end was Hell and Back by Bakar. And something I learned the other day, because I thought I couldn't play this on the radio, and then I realized, wait, I have heard it on the radio. Can I do that? And turns out that the FCC has 7 words you're not allowed to play on the radio, and hell and damn are not 2 of them. So this whole time I've been avoiding songs with the word hell and damn, thinking I couldn't play those, and I can. So kind of exciting, kind of interesting to see like what they don't want you to play and what they're okay with. And before that was Chill Bill, Rob Stone, Jay Davis, and Spooks, a super fun track. And next up, we've got some more indie stuff, another classic. It's gonna bring you right back to middle school, to 2016, 2014. You'll know it. Sing along, and that's Pumped Up Kid. Kicks by Foster the People.
Thank you. I'm
All right, that was Let's Go Surfing by The Drums, one of my favorite bands. I need to stop using that word. I say that every time. But I've seen them in concert. They're awesome. I played that song on the show before. And you also heard Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People. And I know you were thinking, where's the whistle? When's it coming? And then it just hits you in that third quarter of the song. So it was there. I'm not lying. And we're going to read a quick PSA before we do a few more songs. And this is kind of a cute one, since it's been really nice outside and summer. So, hold on. Memories. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last for a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Kind of a cool resource. Maybe I'll check it out on my next break. Kind of fun. And next up, we're going to do my favorite whistling song of all time, definitively. And it's a song that is super important to me. And I'm sure you'll know it. It is Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Thought it was gonna be your last. I was falling deep, deeply in love with you. Them damn cold vampires been keeping me awake, trying to build an empire of things that they can take. Don't let them steal your whole child and turn it something green. Damn you and damn all your ties to this machine, your ties to this machine. You moved to the city, girl, to make something of yourself, but them vampires are groping you every night on East and 12th. So every night you carry a knife and some spray to keep them bloodsuckers at least a 4-inch blade away. 4-inch blade away. With them damn cold vampires been keeping me away, trying to build an empire, all the things that they can take. But don't let them steal your whole child and turn it something real. So damn you, ties to this machine, ties to this machine. Well, so you wanna be an artist, make something that makes sense, 'cause them vampires will take every ounce of the blood that you can give. Never let them speak, and don't let them tell a lie. Let them know that you're walking alone to a warm home tonight. Them damn cold vampires been keeping me away, trying to build an empire of things that they can take. Something real. Damn you and damn all your ties to this machine, your ties to this machine. But there's hope for the mortal to stay clear and stay true. Look out for the vampires that are on the hunt for you, 'cause they're on the hunt for you.
What's ooh, that was Cold Damn Vampires by Zach Bryan, and I think my dad would kill me if I didn't play that song. And funny enough, someone from high school who I have not talked to in maybe 4 years reminded me that that song had a whistle in it, and so shout out Jake Farmer, thank you. But Zach Bryan is a really cool story. He was actually, he's from Oklahoma, he was a Navy SEAL, he'd never made music before. He comes back and kind of out of nowhere drops a massive, like, 34 song album, which, like, no one does, let alone a unheard of kind of random middle of the nowhere guy. And he totally blew up. The folk country bluegrass world is going crazy for Zach Bryan, and he's coming to San Diego, my hometown, in the fall, and he's playing Petco Park, which is where Beyonce played. That's just, it's crazy to see kind of how far he's gotten with one album under his belt. He's got some new singles out, so really excited to see what he does next. It's So that one was for you, Dad. And I also played Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, one of my favorites. And a fun fact about me is that that whole little interlude, little speaking part, I know every word. It's my party trick. And we got one more song left for you, and it's a classic, maybe the most classic whistling song of all time. But thank you for hanging out with me in the studio. I had so much fun. This is a set I've been thinking of for a long time. And there might be a part two. There's enough whistling songs to definitely do a part two, so might do that in the coming months. But have a great rest of your Sunday. Today is National Ice Cream Day, so celebrate that for sure. And as always, my name is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tip Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Touch Freeform Radio, and I'll see you next week. And I'm going to send you out today with an Otis Redding track, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock.